Triple M Footy lives on Listener, thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.
Some sad news across the NRL community.
Yeah, really tough news for everyone. Former New South Wales and Australian centre Terry Hill has died in the Philippines. It's understood that he passed away from a heart attack. A rugged centre with a colourful background, Hill has been spending more time in the Philippines during recent years working in a charity. And through the show today, boys, we will talk to ex-teammates and give him the tribute that he deserves. Wonderful player, played with you for Australia, mate, and you toured with him. It's a sad afternoon. We didn't know till 2 o'clock when we all met to start organising the show.
Yeah, Tazza, tough competitor, always a life of the party. But it's funny, on the football field, you know, you saw a real sort of aggressive competitor and a bloke who you want to play with. And when you played against him, it let you know that you're playing against him. And, it's a sad day, you know. I think he's only 52, and condolences to his family and that. But, you know, no one really hated Terry Hill because, mate, not that you couldn't take him seriously, but he was just so good in a team environment off the field. I remember the 94 tour, which we'll talk about later. He was great in that camp, and Bob Fulton and him got along really well.
That's and stick beautiful. With us all afternoon, because we'll get some of his mates and blokes that have toured with him over the journey. The likes of Steve Beaver Menzies will be on the show, as well as John Scandalis. But a tribute now for Terry Hill.
Triple M mourns the loss of one of rugby league's greats, Terry Hill.
Hensler, he looks for Ridge. Hill, he's over.
He debuted for South Sydney way back in 1990, played a year at Easts and a couple at Wests, even spent a couple of years at the Tigers before retiring.
Oh, what a sensational try!
But he's best known for tearing down the sideline at Brookie.
Terry Hill!
For the Manly Sea Eagles.
He's
He was one of the few guys with the guts to stand up to Gordy Tallis.
Terry Hill and Gordon Tallis having a bit of a dust-up.
He was a legend with or without the ball in hand.
Then taken by Terry Hill.
But he was most famous for that lovable lisp.
Tonight, I smell of imputation. What a night. What a treat we have got. $50 winner from Lowe's, receives a $50 voucher. George Begana. How are you, George?
Good, thanks.
Today, the M's raise a full-fisted rugby league salute to a legend, Terry Hill.
Terry Hill! He's down the right of the ground! They're not going to get him! Terry Hill's over! In the corner!
Wonderful rugby league moment here. Inside for Terry Hill! Shot the bottom, Jade, he'll run out of it!
The atmosphere is electric.
As we honour Terry Hill, we thought we'd bring one of the greats in, Steve Menzies. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Hey, boys. How we doing?
Mate, we were okay until we all got together, Beaver, at about 2 o'clock and the news came through and we couldn't believe it. You know, we thought it was April Fool's, and now we've realised that it's true, and a real character and a bloody good footballer has died way too young, mate.
Yeah, it's obviously tragic news. I've got a couple of texts and a few other people have sent it through. I'm with you guys. It's sort of, you're still in disbelief, you know. Mm. It's hard to fathom, and, you know, you sort of obviously feel for the family as well.
Mate, Beaver, it's, you know, it's quite funny. Like, we look at, you know, Tazza, and whether he was telling a joke or someone's telling a joke on him. Remember on that 94 tour, there was a bloke called, you know, the sheriff and him, mate. They used to team up and just, you know, put a lot of crap on everybody. How good was he, eh?
I was just talking to a few other people, and obviously it's tragic news, but then you start going through the stories and the moments you had with Tazza, and, you know, there's on-field moments. He was a fierce competitor, you know, like just tough, dedicated, you know, someone you'd want next to them, what you want next to you on the field. But off the field, like you said, he was a larrikin. He loved to laugh. He was always playing pranks, and he never stopped talking. Like, that's, you'll always remember Tazza in those funny moments, because that was his persona when he was, you know, if he wasn't sledging or you know, trying to be physical and dominate on the field, that was who he was. He loved having a laugh and being a larrikin.
Any memories from on the field that you can remember him being so dominant?
Well, look, yeah, when I was, you know, those early years, and Tazza would play on the centres, and he'd run that little out ball and Cliffy would flick it to him, and he'd just get on the outside, and all I would have to do was see that ball, yeah, it'd go in front of me. I'd see that. As soon as I saw that ball go in front of me, I'd just start running through the line, because I knew Tazza, he was quick in the day. He would get on the outside of his centre, boom, dump it to the winger who'd stay out. He'd just draw the fullback, pass it straight inside to me. And it was the same play. And, you know, it was, even if I knew it was coming, it was really difficult to stop. He was, at his best, he was one of the best centres in the world.
When you got a character, you know, like Terry Hill, you forget how bloody good he was. You know, represented New South Wales 14 Origin matches, represented Australia 13 times, World Cups and so forth. He was a hell of a player for many, many clubs, and every club, you know, putting tributes out to him right now, Beaver, because he was such a character, but he was bloody good at footy.
Yeah, he was. And like I said, at his best, he was one of the world's best centres. And there's people that are great players, and then there's people that are characters, and there's people that you want to play with and you want at your club because it bonds the club together. And Tezza was one of those guys that could take the hard work on the field and galvanise people, you know, with that, and then have a bit of fun off the field. And that's, you know, it's that type of those two scenarios that you need to build world-class teams, and teams that can win World Cups, that can win premierships. And, you know, there's the guys like that you need around club, footy clubs, and, yeah, he'll be sorely missed.
Hey, Beaver, it's funny, you know, we've all done our little bits and pieces with commercials and that, and, you know, on footy shows and that, but on the footy show, I thought he was great. But when he was doing the Lowe's thing too, mate, it was made for him, wasn't it, mate?
The Lowe's, he was a classic at the Lowe's. Yeah. What about when he'd go to the Dogs and he was doing the little, the races to the Dogs, he'd go to Dapto Dogs.
Yeah.
And he would be MC, like he would like do the interview some of the punters,
yes,
and stuff. That was, and he'd have the flash jacket on. That was Tezza. Like that was like, that's classy. Yeah. You know, that's vintage Tezza. It was great stuff.
Yeah.
Well, Steve, we really appreciate you taking time to just memories of Terry Hill, and just our thoughts go out to his family and all those players that played alongside in the footy community.
Cheers, boys. Thanks for having me.
Good on you.
Beaver Menzies.
Thanks, Beaver.
We're honouring Terry Hill after this tragic news we found only recently today, and we've got John Skandalis on the phone. John, how are you?
Good, guys. How are you?
Mate, we're good. It was obviously a real shock to us. We were just getting together as a team around 2 o'clock when the news came through, and, of course, very, very, very sad. But then we started to remember him not only as a footballer, but what he did to make us laugh so much. What was he like as a teammate?
Oh, mate, I think you'll hear it from most people. He was a bit of a larrikin. He was the life of the party. He came into the, you know, I got to play with, I actually first met Terry when I was playing for SG Ball, West Magpies, and he was at West Magpies in 93, I think it would have been. And, mate, he made me feel like I was part of the team even back then. And then when I finally got to play with him in 2000, he hadn't changed. He was that same guy who was upbeat, you know, positive, life of the party, and just, you know, trained hard and played hard, basically. So, yeah, it was a bit of a shock to us as well. You know, I've been trying to contact him. We're celebrating our 25-year anniversary. He was part of our first team, and we're doing a bit of a unit, and, you know, it would have been nice to see him there. But it's just a shock that this news came through today.
Yeah, it is. It's certainly a shock. It's funny, you said about 93 there. In 94, I was on that tour with him and Steve Menzies, and we were quite young. But Tezza, he was just life of the party, mate. Like, he just, one of those guys, brings people together. There's something going on, he'd be there, and you could just tell all he wanted to do was have good fun and bring people together. What a good bloke he was, wasn't he?
Oh, he was, mate. Like I said, and you know what? And he didn't let that get him, you know, in the way of his footy, because, you know, he's, you know, played for Australia, you said, like you said, Australia, New South Wales. You know, he was the top of the game, best centre in the world at, you know, parts of his career. And but at the same time, he knew how to, you know, bring people together and make them feel great about themselves and just feel welcome to the club and obviously have a good time. But he was up there with the best, and he worked hard at it as well.
John, I think he's one of those players that you start to see through your TVs as well, not only from the footy field, but through some of the footy shows and some of the segments as well, wasn't it? You just got to see the characters away from the footy field.
Yeah, and that's, you know, what you saw in those footy show segments that he did, that was Terry, you know, in real life. It wasn't an act. That was just him. You know, he liked to clown around, and he didn't mind, you know, giving it to people, and he didn't mind getting it back either. So, I experienced that firsthand when I got to play with him. Some of the centers that he came up against, mate, they walked off, not because we beat them, because Terry Hill sprayed them on the field. So, you know, that's what he's known for when you played against Terry. So, yeah, but seeing him on those footy show segments is what Terry Hill was to me anyway. He was just a great guy, and great, someone to be, you know, great to hang around with.
Skeen, have you got any good, you know, Terry Hill stories? Because I mean, we're going to talk about it later, but the Gordon Tullis situation, I was there. But you got anything funny on Terry or any stories you can tell off the field?
Mate, probably on the one that sticks in my mind with Terry was we were playing in Para and Jamie Lyon was making his debut for Para, and I remember Terry was just saying, "I don't care what happens with the scoreline. I know he's going to never forget me." And that when I just mentioned before, he just sprayed players, mate. Jamie Lyon, I think, was the biggest spray all game, and I don't think Terry shut up the whole 80 minutes of the game. And it wasn't that he just kept giving it to him. I think he actually talked him out of his game, and we did win the game. But I have to agree. I don't think Jamie Lyon forgot that welcome to football sort of from Terry Hill ever. And that's, you know, real. I remember if you watch the footage back, you can just see Terry just all day spraying him all day, and that's that I would have hated to be against Terry Hill when I was playing, because that's all I would have copped. But there's so many stories coming to training, him talking about his greyhounds. He always had a dog race in the Dapto, and it was always going to win. It was always a winner. So I don't think any of them won, but it was always a winner. And he was a good salesman, because he used to come to train and sell it to the boys, and they'd put money on it, and they'd come back and, wouldn't be very happy after it. Definitely a legend, mate. Definitely a legend.
John, thanks for taking time and sharing some of the memories of Terry Hill.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Condolences, mate.
John Skandalis. Welcome back to the Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. And as tributes start to flow in for Terry Hill, we've got Mark Spud Carroll on the line. Mark, how are you doing, mate?
A little bit sad, mate. Terry, I haven't spoken to Terry for at least 20 years. Things happen in life, but the days I met him, well, South in 1990, I went to myself, who is this bloke? Like, he's like I've never known anyone to speak so quick. He also had a bit of a speech in impediment, and he used to spray a bit. He's like a human sprinkler. And I took him home one day in my car. I had all this perspiration on my rear visor. I went, what is going on here? But I got him a couple. He got me a couple of times. His favourite thing at South was to use your towel. Nothing worse when your sportsman go to your bag and there's a wet towel. But I ended up hitting him with the old hot undies, which I think everyone's had a crack at.
With a denker rub in it,
Oh, mate, it was horrible, that, mate. They say it put him in hospital with third-degree burns on his wheels, but I don't know about that one.
Oh, wow.
I mean, it wasn't that hot. But the thing about Terry Hill is I know when I signed with Manly in 1994, I asked Bozo, who are you signing? They went, Dave Gillespie, Terry Hill. I said, where do I sign? So that's sort of input Terry had. He was a niggler. Can you imagine him in the game these days? Oh, my God. There was no PC with Terry, but that was his game, mate. He was a really, really great player and a good human off the pitch.
Yeah, look, he's one of those competitors on the field, and I went toe to toe with him a few times. And mate, he was good on the sledge too, and mate, he was quite aggressive. And then I remember one day there, as you said, Spud. One day he was into me, and he's calling me all sorts of names, and I was saying a bit back to him. And then when he was saying something to me, I just said, mate, can you say it, not spray it? And and then we shook hands, and then, you know, afterwards we laughed about it. It was great, mate. It was always good in a team environment. Great competitor, but off the field, whatever happens on the field stays on the field.
Well, that's how it should be, Dale. We've seen it on the weekend with the Heslin come around and Bolt jump around, mate. I would like to have seen him jump around on the field.
Yeah.
But why do you have to carry on like a goose in the tunnel? Like, if you want to whack someone, whack them with your shoulder.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to do that anymore.
No, you can't. No, seriously. Mate, you can't. You hit someone anyone too hard now, you get a penalty.
Yeah.
Thank God, the era we played, Dale, I'm glad we got through it. Terry Hill was part of that. And, we've just got to think of the good times. It's sad. I feel sorry for his family. I haven't seen his kids for years, but he's going to be lost to our game of rugby league.
Hey, Spud, there's not many, you know, like you and Dill that end up being able to get into the media and stuff to keep going. And obviously you've got your gyms and stuff as well. He made that transition, didn't he? You know, the first Matty Johns, the Bo Ryan, the fun on the footy show stuff. We saw that character and everyone just fell in love with him, even if you didn't support the team that he's played for.
Yeah, his favourite was, I think, one of the funniest things. I think he went down to Dubbo, dogs or something. And he got this bloke out of the crowd, and the bloke had two teeth. It was a Dapo Dogs.
Yeah.
And he had two teeth, and he just kept taking the piss out of him. But it was funny TV. These days, you can't do that. It's serious. It's called PC, which has gone way too far. But, Terry's going to be he'll be thoroughly missed, mate.
Spud, these are the sort of characters that make footy clubs so special, aren't they?
Yeah. But you get them for a reason. I went to Manly to win a comp. Seriously, when he said those two names, and then we had Matt Ridge there, Craig Inglis in the centres. Mate, Terry was a fantastic defender in the centre, but the way we played at Manly was you look after your own opposition. So I'd take the chief. He'd take the centre and just chew the bloke's ears off for the whole game. But that was all part of it. But as Phil said, at the end of the day, you look at me in the eyes, shake hands, and go and have a beer with him. But he was certainly a competitor.
Spud, thanks for taking time to pay tribute to Terry Hill.
It's great you're doing it. See you, man.
Good Spud on
you,
Carroll.
The Rush Hour with Gus, Jude and Wendell. Weekdays from 4 on Triple M. Triple M footy lives on Listener. Thanks to McDonald's and Ream Hot Water.